Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal. Hey, everybody. Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Breaking news. The feds have investigated themselves and cleared themselves of any wrongdoing. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
Very creepy theme by House of Cards, if you guys remember that now defunct show. And Kevin Spacey saying those words. But he was right about the control of the White House. It's never the ice cream, the guy that goes out for ice cream that can't complete a sentence. I couldn't even just complete that sentence. Complete a sentence, King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala. No, it's beyond that, and it's the people really running the country. We have a great hour ahead for you, and welcome back to the program. Chicago and Utah and Alabama and Oregon and everywhere else, we're live and on all the different podcasts like Love and Liberty. Love all you guys out there. And We covered the unpopular take that we're always probably going to have on the regular news about the shooting that's in the news right now in Texas, our unpopular thoughts about this and our take on this. It was in the last hour. And so you can visit that podcast for that unpopular take, because usually what we have to say is not going to be siding with the actual normal media on most of the topics that come out in the mainstream news. So you'll be able to get that on podcast. I welcome, of course, to the show, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Hi. I'm
and
good.
Author Christopher Fulton. One of my most recommended books to you out there, the listener, is The Inheritance, The Poison Fruits of the JFK Assassination. My friend Christopher Fulton wrote this book, and he has been on the show several times, and he's been on Alex Jones with me. And of course, he was born in Northern Virginia into a family with a rich military history that goes all the way back. He is an author. He and his wife, Michelle, have four children and are just he's just written this amazing book. And it really details the time that he spent in prison for information, for evidence that he would not give up to the CIA, who desperately wanted the evidence that was bestowed upon him that eventually made its way to him from JFK's personal secretary. He spent time in prison for this because he would not give up this evidence. And so I welcome to the show, Christopher Fulton. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. In fact, your book has made a lot of waves. Can I just say, your book has been very instrumental in waking people up about the events that happened with JFK, because the take that you have in this book, I mean, it's just overwhelming. From Marilyn Monroe, what she was, who she really was, to all kinds of different aspects about what happened with the JFK assassination. It really filled in a lot of blanks for me, a lot of holes in the story. So I really appreciate you bringing that to light. I'm sure it wasn't easy, and I'm sure you've had a lot of backlash for it.
I have a lot of backlash over the years. I actually went to prison, like I said, you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
For about 9 years, because my part in this process, not only to honor the president's life and what he was doing for this nation and Bobby Kennedy as well, we were trying to set the record, correct the record, so that we can have a renaissance of truth in this nation,
mm-hmm.
which is desperately needed right now more than ever. We need a renaissance of truth because we're standing on quicksand as we speak. My life was destroyed and taken from me, along with others who were murdered, my friends and family. And I was arrested by the federal government, put on the top 10 most wanted list to preserve a false narrative and to ensure that there were no concerns for the Bush dynasty presidential run. JFK Jr. was going to run directly against Bush and be drafted by the DNC with evidence in arm and in tow to protect himself from the tigers at bay in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to use money that was allocated through former President Reagan to ensure the preservation of the United States, the infrastructure of the United States, to rebuild that and to put gold behind our currency.
Right.
He was murdered. I was put in prison. Others died. And, of course, our inspector who had shared a lot of this false narrative to the American public was CC'd on my case along with Ted Kennedy. And I had to go through a terrible ordeal with the federal government.
I'm with you on this. The book you have to read. It is one of the top five books that I have recommended over the 10 years I've been on the air. This is one of the books you must read, because it will honestly fill in a lot of the gaps, and you'll start to understand a little bit more about the entire story and how that went down. And I always appreciate you talking to about JFK Jr., who you met with, by the way, who you even talk about knowing about, perceiving what was about to happen with even 9/11 coming our way, and the reasoning behind why we got 9/11 and what, you know, all the events that came to be that built that war budget up that they had designed all kinds of things going on. And I really always appreciate your outspokenness about all of this. You guest on a lot of shows that are not within the mainstream media because the mainstream media is a little afraid. They're a little afraid to tackle some of these subjects, aren't they, in the way that you tell them?
Well, they don't want me anywhere near any of that. As a matter of fact, I've been contacted by 9/11 lawyers, the 9/11 Commission. My name come up in that situation.
Yeah.
And one of the lawyers had called me up and said, "We got your name on a conference call. I just want to call you. I read your book." I said, "Just stand down."
Yeah. There you go.
Don't do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've had intelligence officers call me and warn me in advance of things that were going on. I had to speak at a conference in Texas on the assassination of President Kennedy. And I had an intelligence officer from Australia call me and said they're going to try to shut the conference down if you show up. I decided to try to pull back. Of course, everybody hated me for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I agreed to go ahead and do it on Skype. But when I did the Skype interview and I didn't show up in person, there was a federal officer there. I'd been introduced to Oliver Stone. We had a conversation live in front of the audience there. And then, of course, the federal officer came behind that to try to embarrass me or ask me questions that would break my agreements with the Justice Department. I was prepared for that because I'd been tipped off by the intelligence services who were trying to help protect me and give me support wherever they can.
There you go. So tell me about the inner workings, CIA, feds, and what you learned, because they really pressured you into giving them this evidence. You would not give it to them. You had Oval Office tapes in your possession. You had certain things in your possession that they wanted, and they wanted it bad, because the certain pieces of evidence that you had really kind of pointed back to the whodunit in the JFK assassination. So tell us about the inner workings that you learned about.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. President Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy were both fighting the same people that we're fighting now. They've not changed their agendas. They have not changed other than maybe that's the son or the daughter of the family operating. And we've been fighting this battle for a long time. President Kennedy, or actually Bobby Kennedy, had come to the conclusion of kicking out these people, holding them their feet to the fire, especially at the Diem and New assassinations in Vietnam, after they had betrayed President Kennedy for the last time, murdered these individuals, and put him in a great jeopardy. Mm-hmm. They were going to kick out the Rockefellers. They were going to kick out the Harriman people. They were going to kick out Johnson and Hoover and all these other people that were in line with the elitist agendas, it's the same agendas now. They want to put Russia into a corner, and they want to put China into a corner. And what the reason for that is because they want mutual destruction of the United States, because the United States stands in the way of the New World Order. The New World Order is a one-world government. You've heard Mr. Bush talk about that when he got when they tried to assassinate Reagan and get him into office because they couldn't get him into a school board election. So they got him in there, and they said, well, the New World Order is going to be what we're looking for, and when we get it, and we will. And that's what this is all about. The United States stands in the way of their total control of the constitutional freedoms need to be suppressed. And that's the reason President Kennedy died, in essence, is to fight these elitists. And that's what we're fighting now, the same agenda that the administration is working on right now to destroy this country. We had information to answer your question directly. We didn't have theories. I had real information. And that's what they were concerned about, is this be placed in the court to be exposed to the American public. We had the second autopsy that was given to Bobby Kennedy by President Kennedy's personal physician, Admiral Berkeley, was signed over to him explaining the fact that they were ongoingly changing the autopsy results, so that they could infer the one shooter from behind. Now, the second autopsy showed some of the correct information, which was a shot to the front of the president's head, which was a military round, and so forth. We had that in our possession. We had other evidence in our possession that would clarify the reality of what happened to our president. Our president was taken out as a national security threat because, again, he was not following the agendas of the One World Order. If you listen to the recordings that we had, during a crisis time and under a national emergency, which is the same uses that they have now since Bush, we've been under executive orders and national emergencies, which suspends our Constitution and suspends the pillars of government that are there to protect us. He was on the phone with Mr. Rockefeller at that time. Mr. Rockefeller is giving him orders on what he has to do and what he doesn't have to do to get us into war with Russia.
Yeah.
Kennedy is trying to do whatever he can to protect us, our interests, and to keep the propaganda down so the American mm-hmm. people wouldn't get out of hand and people would be shown murdered on our ships and everything else to bring us into war with Russia. This has been an ongoing problem. And the CIA certainly in line with the upping of China
mm-hmm.
and the Russia being our ultimate enemy
mm-hmm.
and the protection. I'll give you an example. I called one of Lyndon Johnson's Secret Service agents who was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what he had been ordered to do that day as far as evidence was concerned after the assassination. I called him on the phone, asked him if he wanted to speak to me and go on the record after all these years and straighten it out.
Right.
He freaked out on the telephone and said he wanted the FBI to be tracing the call and for the FBI to visit me immediately. That
wow.
didn't happen, but what happened was I was contacted by the CIA. And they instructed me and they said, don't ever do that again. Don't ever go to somebody who was operational at the time and was acting under orders, and to on an open phone line discuss national security implications. I said, well, that's fine. I won't do that, but let me ask mm-hmm. you a few questions since you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you care about the Constitution of the United States? Does the CIA operate under that that guise? No, I do not. Do you care about the people of the United States? No.
Wow.
What do you care about? What's your main operational conditions in the CIA, that group that's running that agency? He says, we're protectors of the realm. I said, what does that mean?
Ooh, we're going to come
he
right
says,
back.
He says, we protect those who are in power.
Ooh, we're going to come right back. More with author Christopher Fulton when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening in. What an important hour with author Christopher Fulton of The Inheritance. And if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you'll know that this is in my top five for what I recommend you read to be able to talk about things on this show, because this book was very, very instrumental in waking people up about the JFK assassination. And I appreciate Christopher Fulton. The website to go get this book is cmfulton.com. cmfulton.com. This is the place you need to go to get the book. CM as in Mary, Fulton, FULTON.com. And get the book there, please. And I love the fact that you're willing to talk about some of these things, Christopher. He actually came on Alex Jones with me, and I've also had him on this show numerous times. And you've played in Rerun, and I'm really happy about that. We were just talking about the media, the mainstream media, and how much this show is not a part of that. And I'm so proud of that we do not parrot what the media says on this show at all. We actually go up against it quite a bit. And you've had to deal with a lot of that same media, haven't you?
I have. They're not a fan of me.
No.
When we did Alex Jones together, the uh-huh. first call I got after that was the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And they
wow.
said, I heard you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he said I used to guard the Russian VIPs in Washington. I said, I've got Putin's personal contact information. I said, would you like to have that? Would you like to contact Putin directly? Now, this is right before the invasion.
Jeez.
And I said, no, I would not. I mean, I appreciate you talking to me, but there's always somebody trying to get me to do something and overstep my bounds. So they've got mm-hmm. Homeland Security coming to my door.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. What do you want after your harrowing experience with the CIA, seeing it up close and personal like you did, and all the threatening garbage they gave you about the evidence that you had, even throwing you in prison? What do you have to say to the people out there listening? Because we were just talking in an earlier hour about people that are corruption deniers. Head in sand, I want to deny any corruptions going on. I want to deny what I'm seeing right in front of my face. And there are those people that exist. What do you have to say to those people?
I'll be more blunt.
Okay.
When you go in the background of things and you see how the Justice Department operates, you see how the CIA operates, and right in front of you, and you realize that everything we've been told as a populace is a lie. It's all a lie. These elitists that are running our government right now, they want to create a Versailles on the Potomac with these elite ruling people that have been promised thrones, where they are the rulers of the world and the rest of us own nothing and are scared to speak. The media is controlled by a very small number of families, and they give you opposing views to incite you to anger and violence against each other. That's what they do. That includes Fox. Okay. They're controlling both sides. Not only that, but they've got algorithms that are used to ensure that the social media that you get are stories directed to you to strengthen your viewpoint and to anger you even further. Their objective is to divide and conquer, to have you fight each other, not them, not the elites that are putting this thing together. My contact at the Department of Defense ensures me that the Truth Social media, even Trump's independent platform for free speech, is not secure and is being hacked and utilized for data mining.
Yep.
As of today on Truth Social, there was an individual that posted that the fall of the United States happened so quickly that it could only come from the inside and that the only recourse to solve the problem was civil war. Now, that's a disinformation statement. And then Mr. Trump, former President Trump, posted two words in response to that on his social media platform was, quote, civil war, end quote. This is to ensure that one side of the nation will pit itself against the other and fight each other. Now, that's the worst thing that we can do.
Yep.
We need to commit to understanding the truth and to strategize something where we target these elites that are forcing these agendas upon us and upon the world, not to fight each other. We live in a democracy, where we're supposed to live in a democracy, or an idea of a democracy. And that you're going to have different opinions, you're going to have different viewpoints. That's fine, but you don't hit people at their weakest link. Mm-hmm. If we have a racial divide in the United States, or we have divide over abortion, well, that's going to be our weak spots, and they're attacking those weak spots in order to cripple us and divide us further and fight each other, kill each other.
Yeah.
We have to see past that, and we have to decide that we're all Americans, we're all citizens of the world, and that freedom, as God intended us to be free, is the most important, and peace is the most important subject. We have to look at the people that are pushing these agendas, and they push it on a narrative of this is for our well-being, this is the future, this is what we've got to do, these are agendas of great importance for the survival of all humanity and so forth and so on, but this is all a lie.
Mm-hmm.
This is to gain control and to put slavery in place of freedom and individual liberty. This is something that President Kennedy spoke about many times, and this is really why the president was murdered and Bobby Kennedy was murdered. A lot of the decisions that Bobby Kennedy had made specifically, he felt got his brother killed.
Yeah.
And to some extent, that's true.
So I was talking, there was an article about Derek Brose, who actually has been on our show. He wrote an article.
I've lost you here. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. There was an article from Derek Brose, and I had him on the show. And the article was all about, the people's reset, how the people have a reset. If they want to have the great reset, the people have a reset. And this republic of ours needs the people to stand by it, because in mass force, if we decide what we're going to do, there's not much they can do because there's only a few at the helm. How do you feel about a people's reset?
I think that that's what we spoke about, is a renaissance of how it's thought. It's not this idea of this reset for us is not a one of violence, mm-hmm. because that plays into their agenda. If we throw away everything and we go to that line of thinking, they're going to respond in a much more severe way, and we're going to have much more problems. What we have to do is understand that we've been lied to on everything. Why would you trust a government that comes out with a COVID-19 agenda and say, this is what you have to do to protect your children and your family? They've lied on every single thing.
Yep.
Why would you trust them?
That's what I think.
And yet we failed that beta test. That beta test, we failed that as a world. And that only incites them to go further and say, look how well we did. We got 51% on this, or 52%. Every time you go up to McDonald's and it says, no exact, we have a shortage of coins. Please use your debit card only or your credit card only if you can. And they test how many people will follow that. It's a test. And then if they get the numbers, they'll go to the next thing and the next and the next, and we go on down the road.
You're right.
We have to give up our freedoms. They're not coming and putting a gun down our throat or next to our head. They're saying, you know, you should do this, or we want you to do this, or we're putting a mandate. You're really supposed to do this to feel good in society. If not, everyone's going to shun you if you don't do this. And we give up our freedoms over and over again to this idea. Jesus, in the Bush White House, I knew somebody was in there. Then Bush said, we're going to keep pushing these things till they give up all their constitutional rights. We're going to keep them in fear. We're going to keep working on this to get our new world order. And what would you think if the average American was in the White and the Oval Office and heard that?
So true. That's so true. Uncle Milty?
I understand what you're saying, but my question is, how can waking people up actually reverse what's been happening? How will that alone reverse it?
If you're in prison, and there's 100 people in a cell block, and they tell everyone to file in line, and you're going through a door, and you're filing in line, and when you go to the other side of that door, you go into an oven. If everybody understands there's an oven on the other side of that door, and maybe some people won't make it, but as a whole, we need to try, and you all 100 people stand there together, maybe 90% stand there together, and say, we're not going through the door. You have to force us through the door, or we'll do whatever we have to do to fight and resistance for our own survival. They have a much harder time getting you through that door.
Right.
Yes,
the only way to do that is to educate everybody, or ask everybody, please do your own homework. Don't rely on the word of the government. Don't rely on the word of these so-called science experts, who, by the way, lie for a living. We just funded the science people by another 2/3 of their budget. They do stupid studies by seeing the sex of a parrot if he gets excited looking at a book. Who cares about this? We've got humanity that we need to be concerned about.
Right.
Instead of all these money being printed and going to all their friends, because it only gives them more and more power and more centralized control. That's what they want. Like the vote that's happening in Switzerland is a very huge step towards centralized control. A global control system where your sovereignty doesn't matter, and the laws change and alter. You don't even have to have the Senate ratify this. They can, UN troops could come in on our soil, which they already have a base in Virginia to start with, which is treasonous. But the fact of the matter is that foreign people that don't care anything about the citizenry of this country have the right to come in here and enforce medical health or medical tyranny upon you and your children at will.
Right.
I didn't vote for that. Did you vote for that?
No. But on the other hand, what? I don't believe that education alone is enough in that regard.
What do you think?
I think we have to make people understand that it's not just education. We also have to be willing to make the sacrifice to admit that all of us aren't going to survive this.
Actions. What do you think, Christopher?
I think that if your life is threatened or your family's life threatened, that you take appropriate action. And, of course, you'd be better off doing that in a united way than you would be individually. If that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think this when they say pandemic, obviously we're not in a pandemic unless you're going to 100 funerals of close friends and family every single month. You wouldn't be in a pandemic. Now that we're over the 2.5 years, we do have some super citizens out there still wearing masks. But as far as that goes, so I don't know, there's hope for those people. But for
Let me ask you, Kate. I don't mean to interrupt you. Let me ask you, Kate, how many of your viewers are aware that right now in the courts in the United States, they're being argued right now with the Bill Gateses versus the populace, whether they've got rights, intellectual rights over your DNA, yes or no.
So true. Absolutely. That's why I'm saying more people are waking up since the COVID lie. More people are going, wow, they really are lying to me. I'm really seeing that. So that's a positive step in this direction.
So are you gonna line up for the monkeypox vax now, or have we learned our lesson?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying is hopefully we've learned the lesson, and hopefully more of us can stand. We'll come right back right after this break. More with author Christopher Fulton. Go to CM as in Mary Fulton.com. Grab the book, The Inheritance. This is a must read this summer. You're going to want to read this book. Inheritance, the poison fruit of the JFK assassination. It's well worth the read. Let me just tell you, be right back with Christopher Fulton. Alrighty. Okay. Where do you want to go after this?
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
And I've been taking it now for probably about a good 2 weeks, and I can really tell a difference, and I like it, so I don't want to run out. I can tell that my energy level, because I'm 57 years old, and I've done construction work all my life, and I've had both my knees replaced and both my hips replaced, but I had a knee replacement in January, and that last surgery really has taken something out of me, and I've been trying to find something, and I think I found what I need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.